Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. It's March 5th, and it is an absolutely terrific, beautiful day in every way. Terry Latham is our guest this morning, and he is in, where'd you say you are right now, Terry?
Woodville, Texas.
Okay, which is somewhere between where you were in Louisiana and where you're headed in Austin. So Terry was gracious enough with his driving partner, Debbie Bennett, one of his leaders in his organization, to pull over to the side of the road and accommodate us for the next 30 minutes. Terry, before we get into what is just so fresh and so hot and what's burning right now, what is taking place, not only in you all's organization, but what we see happening across NECN globally, let's rewind a little bit before we get into that and just share with people your story of where you and Aaron came from and why NECN for you guys.
Okay. I remember when I graduated from school in 1995, I had a degree in exercise sports physiology with a focus in sports medicine, and the first job offer I got was for less than $7 an hour. And that wasn't going to cut it because I was married and my wife wanted more things than $7 an hour could provide. Matter of fact, the funny thing is about that, I made more selling beer than I did with a professional degree. And it was pretty frustrating, but my brother got me a job with another place, Applied Materials, which was a semiconductor company. And I worked there for a little bit, 9 months, then went to a layoff, and I got caught in that layoff. I just wasn't a career I would have chosen for myself, but you know, it was something that paid me over $8 an hour if I worked time, you know, overtime, which is time and a half, and they paid me double time to work holidays, so they really incentivized you to be gone. And then I got into basic sales, where I started selling electrical supplies, and there's more of that story, and then I started moving up from there to selling, eventually I started selling software. And the reason I tell everybody that, because I went from making nothing to making what some people would quote-unquote say a lot, and pretty short order, because it was during a time frame where things were moving pretty quick and when technology was coming into fold, and I just got in front of the wave. What I found was, you know, there's more than life than just making money. When I think when most of us graduate from school, we try to find our best career to pay the most, and well, we have to work the least, but we start to feel out to make the most, you got to work the most, you have no time with your family. Found that out pretty quick, and then NECN came knocking on our door. I was first approached by a family member, and I said, I'm glad for you, it's not for me, because I've been approached with other home-based businesses before, and I didn't. You know, something about it seemed logical, but the way I was approached by other businesses before, I don't know why they would kind of hid behind things. Why not just be up front? Tell me this is hard work, but worth it. So you know, when I first heard about NECN, it was more around the technology basis. And then, you know, then it was about 14 months later, my wife asked me, the smart one of the family, asked me to sit down with a guy. And what I heard from him was basically freedom of choices. He was able to share with me some simple things. And he was my age. He was a platinum in NECN at the time. And that was Rick Murphy. And I wanted what he had, and that was the freedom to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. I knew the technologies were, you know, awesome, but other than that, I wanted to get out of the rat race pretty bad. When I tell you in advance that we were from the software industry, my wife also worked at the same time, and she made more money than me, matter of fact. So it, on the financial side of things, and I think that's where most people get lost. If they really put in the realm of success to be around an income stream, they lost it. They totally lost what people are looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, I talked to a guy yesterday. I asked him if he's open to making more money. He goes, I've got plenty of money. He goes, what I need is time, flat out. He just said, I don't want any more money. I need time. And that was what he was looking for. Right. So that's basically what we're looking for, too. So we got involved in NECN, made a commitment from the get-go, to get this thing going as fast as we could, so we could basically get out of the rat race as soon as we could.
Now, Terry, you said something right there in the beginning that you recognized it was going to be hard work.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always a misnomer in this industry, because the name, somebody asked me the other day, well, is this an MLM? I said, actually, it's part of the network marketing industry. because multi-level marketing versus network marketing, to me, two totally different things. I grew up with multi-level marketing, and whereas network, you're building a network. We're relationshipping ourselves. We're friendshipping. Some people would call it prospecting. I don't like that term, but getting the hard work. How do you really define, I mean, what we do as work? I mean, what's really that hard about it?
I think what we have to do is Diamond and Nikkan, we've been around I've been at Nikkan now 10 years, is to really try to go back to what people are dealing with when they first get involved in Nikkan. I think the hard work, it comes down to, it's different. It's to associate how, in the fact, selling an insole that's $60 and you make, if you sell it retail as a direct distributor, you make $12. How can you make money doing that? I mean, when I sold software, if I sold a $2 million deal, I knew that there's a big commission check at the end of that. The problem was I had to sell another big deal the next month to make the same amount of commission. You know, and it comes back to the aspect of how can, you know, these little bitty certain things, we have large ticket items, how can I equate that to big money? And that comes back to really the understanding of network marketing, and you hit it a second ago. We're in the network marketing, it's not the multi-level. There's a different tiers of things. And it's fascinating to me when I'm sitting across from somebody else, and this is what everybody's on the call has got to realize. How many people out there do you know who hurt physically? How many people out there do you know who hurt financially? And how many people out there hurt in both areas? And if you don't know, I mean, if you're perfect in all those areas, do you know people that hurt in those areas? And the answer would be 100% yes. So everybody's absolutely looking for what we have, and we have an answer for all their problems. The difference is, it will take work. People have to realize that we live and exist in a lazy society. We want something for nothing. We want the quick fix. You know, it's funny. Debbie Bennett and I were driving to Central Louisiana's Pineville, Alexandria area, and every time we drive by McDonald's or something like that, you know, do you realize it's crowded? Do you realize you go by a Whataburger, you go by, it doesn't matter, it's all crowded. And yet, we being a Nikkan, we understand what's behind it. Be it that you've read the book Food Inc. or watched the video, it doesn't matter, because we're in a world of wellness. And when people get involved in Nikkan and they start to understand this, the hard part is to be able to backtrack and realize where those individuals are in their own state of being at that time. Because for us, what it seems to be so simple and so much common sense, why can't you get the fact you shouldn't eat that cheeseburger from McDonald's? It's all of it. They get this video, supersize me. But where they're coming from is the simplicity of walking, driving through a drive-thru, getting a burger and getting out. They don't want to hear about the bad stuff. As long as they don't, it's out of sight, out of mind. As long as they don't hear about it, and if their neighbor's fat, if their neighbor's a little bit overweight, it's okay to be overweight. So it's really kind of breaking down the norm. And really, as we sit here today, understanding where we are on the cusp of what's about to happen, the transformation that has to happen to change everything. And so I guess the hard part we call work is to really understand ignorance is bliss, and it's chosen, but to understand that this is a known, it is coming. If you're in an area and you're just starting to get, and you're all by yourself, to know for a fact that Nikkan's coming, with or without the individual, with or without you or me, Van, it's coming. We have to ask ourselves, do we want to be a part of that? Do we want to be a part to deliver the message to the people? But when we do that, we have to put ourselves in their shoes and understand this is baby steps as they enter Nikkan.
You hit on something, because I asked the question, how do you define hard work? What does it mean? It means swimming upstream.
Right.
When the masses are just going with the flow, getting sucked into what our culture considers acceptable, and simply saying, okay, well, this is what we're doing, and this is where it's going, and I guess we'll just go along with the ride. And the problem...
What feels good.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem is that, you know, we... As you just hit on the fact that this getting right ahead of it, as you saw in the software industry, that the next shift is literally, and your sponsor and I, Rick, just briefly chatted about this the other day, the intellectual distribution that our responsibility of educating consumers about products and services that will improve their lives, but they have no idea that they're even in existence. And
right.
those people at McDonald's, Whataburger, Burger King, you name the franchise, or even the big box stores that are going with the flow, purchasing things that they think, because of branding, they think that they are supposed to have, and they're just going with the flow, and yet they don't realize what really exists. What Niken has brought to the marketplace is what's going to change their life forever. And that simplicity of building a business. Carrie, you're doing stuff right now as we speak. You're driving back from working with people, I'm presuming underneath Debbie and her organization.
You bet.
And you made a 7-hour drive each way. You're on your way back home. Why do you do that? Why do you venture 7 hours each way to go spend time with people talk to them about Niken?
You know, this goes back to, for everybody that's listening, I think after this call, what I'd like for everybody to do is really start to do some soul searching, and it's to really put their arms around what Niken absolutely represents. Because I think there's a lot of people listening in today that might ask, what makes Niken different from other companies? And for me and yourself, it's so self-evident. It's because I think what most people, and you brought up earlier, Vance, the network marketing industry, and people, you cannot put us in the same category. Yes, our means of distribution happens to be network marketing, but make no mistake about it, we're not Amway with different stuff. We're not Herbalife with different stuff. This is the first of Niken. And what I mean by this, you asked me a question of why I drive to Louisiana, why do I drive back, why do I go to other parts of the country, why do I go to different countries and do certain things? Because this is worth fighting for. And what I mean by that, and there's a lot, also, some play to win the game. I play to win the game, okay? There's winners, there's losers, all this stuff, and people can, there's certain people believe that I'm one of those people, and there's certain people say everybody should be winners, okay, but there's different quadrants of people. So, and look at this, the size and scope of what this actually is, but what it represents, we can change our society, 110% change our society, and some people in this call might think about it because of a product or because of a company. When it's all said and done, Van, when we're standing and you're doing a presentation, I was talking to Deb about this, when she's sacrificing time from her grandchildren and doing the things she's doing, that she's working to do this, and we're doing this, and when it's all said and done, she's standing in front of a crowd of 2,000 people, not only are they financially starting to work towards security, but we're sitting and listening to people. Just yesterday, a guy, what was his problem? What did he have? Michael?
Oh, heart failure.
He had heart failure. He was over. The doctors. He's going to the doctors constantly. And this was about 5-6 years ago. His outcome was extremely bleak. He probably wouldn't be alive today. He's over 60 pounds heavier than he was today. All this stuff. He's living on medication. And here he is. The medical system had no answer for him. He's at a presentation last night. He shares his product experience. Yeah, he got on the products. First year, he lost like 40, 50 pounds. Guys, he lived on medication, and he's on zero medication. So somebody stop off or call me after this call, and I'll give you my cell phone. You can call me and tell me, how do you compare that to something else? Because this is not a jug of juice we're just trying to peddle here. We are making changes. And for, Vance, a lot of people know, I have three beautiful kids, not because of myself, because of my wife, but they're 8, 5, and 3. And I promise you this, I will not leave this place for them the way it is, what's happened so far. And, sometimes, people ask, I would like to see my children strong enough that they so choose a route in politics. Well, then some people say, why the heck would you want them to be in politics? You're just a bunch of thugs. Well, let me ask you this. Isn't it about time we put something that's got good moral values that will stand on their own 2 feet and say, God is my savior? I don't want to get on a preacher on a podium here, but to really have their own core values, not worried about what everybody else thinks, but they get voted into office because what they truly believe. And they stand on those values.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
you know, and Terry, what you're talking about is investing into your kids something different than was ever invested into us. And what I mean by that is our system out there is exactly what you said, is broken. And why on earth would you encourage your children, the next generation, to go into politics with even thinking that they could change things, because the system is so, I don't know if the word corrupt is the right one to use, but it's just so, it's upside down. And yet, 9 days ago, my wife and oldest daughter returned from Washington, D.C., and this kid at 12 is seeing that, you know, I can make a difference. And why is she seeing that she can make a difference? Is because she, for as long as she's been alive, she's been literally bathed in the concept of humans being more. You know, not humans earning more, or humans gaining more, or humans stealing more. It's us becoming more, and that's, I believe, exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that defines hard work. It defines, hey, we got to roll up the sleeves and do something different, because what's in existence right now isn't working.
Well, but you're hitting on something here. You know, and one thing I was drawing out the other day for the group, we had our quarterly, and this is pretty fascinating for people to think about. We got this new person who got involved in Houston, Texas, and through somebody I sponsored, Richard Holton, and he got him involved. This lady had a condition, an autoimmune problem. For 30 years, doctors couldn't do anything. Now, she has a PhD in nursing, and they basically, last time she went, they washed her hands of her and said, we can't do anything more except start taking body parts away, right? So Richard got her on the sleep system of water. We went in about a month and a half, her blood count's normal. Well, how do you explain that? Well, you can't. Now, it gets even better than that. She starts moving products. A lot of good things are starting to happen. Where her husband, about 2.5 weeks ago, had a heart attack on Thursday. And it's one of those things that most people die instantly when it happens. Well, she recognized the symptoms, got him into the hospital, took care of, put him on all the things. Well, there's certain medication, especially there's a new medication that the doctor, the cardiologist, said this is our only choice. But now this is a cardiologist that is open to alternative medicines, okay? Open, always doing his research, but this is the only hope that this guy had. Now this person has outlived anybody in his family. Everybody in his family has basically died around 52.
Hmm.
He's already outlived that. I didn't know this until later. Well, here I am driving back from Waco, Texas, 2.5 weeks ago. Now, as I share this, now here's the power of the network. There's a guy, Jerry Adams, in Houston that had an in-home, which welcomed this couple open arms just so they could see a wellness preview to see a product and educate. And as it's over, they said, Jerry stood up and said, you guys are welcome anytime at your house. With no financial gain, they did that. Well, as I'm driving back from, now fast forward back to where I was. While I'm driving back from Waco, Texas, I see on my BlackBerry, technology's pretty phenomenal now, on my BlackBerry, it pops up an email that says, listen, put so-and-so into your prayers. I'm like, wow. So I read that email, and this is about this couple. Well, that he had put out that he had a heart attack. I had no idea. Vance, no idea. Came from a cross line. Just met him, said a prayer email for this individual. I get on the phone and call him right off the bat and say, what's going on? And he picks up the phone, things are better. But they put him on this medication that basically, I'm telling you, Vance, the medication now they're reading, everything, it's basically going to kill the individual. You can hear it, or you see it, and they're scared. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I did is I made a phone call and said, hold on 1 second. Now, this is the power of the network. The power of people got to rest. For $35, this is what was brought to his family. I got on the phone, called some expert in Neekin that knows a lot more than me because I'm not a doctor. I signed for $35 to utilize products. And I like to connect dots. I wanted to make money. I wanted freedom of choice. So I called and I got another medical person, got him on the phone with this other PhD in nursing, and I let them talk turkey back and forth because she was in despair. So I let them talk and he said, do this. So he said, take the power mag, put it between the feet. Okay, put the bracelet on the left wrist. And, of course, you know, drink the water. And by the next morning, he said, it should be strong enough now you could put the power mag towards the knees because the blood pressure was running high also. Do you realize the medication that they put this individual on, they're going to have to do it for 12 months which one of the things it would do is cause her skin to turn blue-gray that would most likely not return back to normal. Well, then they'll go this for 12 months, man, and within two days, he's off all medication. With the blessing on the card, now, I'm not telling this for people to do this at home. She's a PhD in nursing. With the blessing of the cardiologist, and they're going nuts. But all that came together because I saw an email that came from somebody else that wasn't even a part of their network, and as I was driving back, made a call to them, connected them with somebody else who had expertise in this. And guys, do you realize that all started for $35? And sometimes we get so caught up in the fact of building a downline, which we all want to do to change the world one person at a time, or get so caught up in the product, with all disregard with the power of the network. And how that resource came into play. That is absolutely fascinating to me, how that started to come into play.
Well, and Terry, what you're talking about, you sound exactly like, you know, one of my sponsors, my father, who I know just spent some time with you guys down there, in that we forget how close we are, what do they call that, 6 degrees of separation, that everybody is so interconnected. However, the opportunity that we sometimes miss or often overlook is that we have to stay plugged into that network. We have to stay in the game. We can't check out for a while and decide, well, you know, I'm just not really interested in sharing my story. You know, and I think, how can it? And I understand there are seasons in people's lives where, you know, different things. I got a 13-month-old now. You know, things are different for me than they were 6 months ago. And yet I'm finding it more fun and more fascinating to utilize that season to build the business and take her around. I don't do it all the time, but on appointments, because people see the validity of, oh, you do this during the day? I said, yeah, I'm a full-time stay-at-home dad. And that's what I wanted to do when I started this thing. I didn't know exactly where it would end up. Terry, you're doing something on Monday evenings, and I don't think I ever do, other than the Wednesday night corporate call that Nikin does and the kickoff call every month. I never promote other calls just because I'm selfish and I want everybody to tune in. That's not the reason, not at all. It's just that I want to keep things duplicatable, and if all we're doing all week long is going from one conference call to the next, how can we ever, as Dave Stolza says, we're inhaling all this great information, but if we don't have time to exhale, well, then the body won't function. And if we're not exhaling the information that we're getting, then it doesn't work. However, Monday evening, you started something a while ago that is completely cutting edge that I've never heard of anybody ever doing before. Explain to the group what you're doing and how we can tap into this, because it's literally, as I grew up with the philosophy, the using the word McDonald's again, it's the McDonald's approach to on-the-job training, literally doing it as we're going along so that everybody can benefit. So share with the group what you're doing on Monday nights.
Okay, if I can backtrack just a sec.
Yep.
Because, you know, I think when I hit on with the Houston couple,
mm-hmm.
I believe people, when I said, understand the power of the network. We first got to recognize that when the new person gets in, how complex this seems. When they open the catalog, they feel like they have to know the product. If you deal with a salesperson and they come in, they have to know the product because they don't want to be like a dope, it's a goofball because they don't know their stuff. Well, here's the power of the network. You don't have to know everything, okay? But you can't tell everybody. You can share that with them, but you also have to show people that. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, when you sign up for $35, when I want to explain to everybody, just know your resources. Like, know who the people you can call, your three-way people, how you can leverage them. Don't get in a situation where you're diagnosing people. That was not what I was doing before. I brought a resource to the table and let them talk turkey. I was not trying to diagnose. I signed up for $35, invested in Wellness Home. My family's better because of that, okay? Financial rewards, everything. But I want to let people understand that goes back into now go bleed it forward towards a call. Dave Johnson is the grand poobah of all of Nikin. It was absolutely fascinating to me. I mean, just absolutely fascinating to me. And maybe I'm the scum of the stump, take the whole bunch of rocks, hit me in the head before I start to realize this stuff. But he's put together things. When they first started Neek, and they did a testimonial CD that just people listen to and people kind of relate to. It's how you got Dennis Williams, got your dad, and so forth. And it was really the simplicity of this thing. Well, Neek has introduced a lot of different technologies, and the problem is, the best thing about our company, it has to be the worst thing. It has to be the products. The products absolutely work. For the first time in network marketing, we have products that move people. We have products that have third-party peer-reviewed medical studies behind this stuff. So a lot of times what people on the call, they feel like, I've got this person this. Where do I get the white papers for this? You guys, stop. You sign up for $35. Use the stuff. Believe the stuff in yourself. Utilize a testimonial CD. Now, CD I'm talking about, and this is for you, Freedom 2015, okay? Fantastically put together by Dave and Dave Johnson, I believe, put it together. But starts off with Rick Murphy on the Is This For You rundown. Has testimonials all the way down it, and then the lifestyles toward the end. Now, why this is so profound, and this goes into the call, why this is so profound? 61% of the population are on at least one medication. But yet, if you start just testimonial based, if you just go or testimonial based, people, the first question is, how much is that going to cost? Well, this is put it into a nice little tight little bundle. I've had a room full of 200 people down to 5, George, and I'll do it with 1,000 people or 500 people. It doesn't matter how many people. And I'll ask this simple thing, Vance. Next time you do a meeting, do this. And I'll start by saying this. I want everybody in the audience to participate for a second, if you wouldn't mind. As I do this, I want you to think about when I bring up these little symptoms, I'm going to read off this CD. I want y'all, as y'all stand up, if I say something that has affected your family, it means immediate family, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, your cousin, not a friend. I want to keep it close because I want them to understand how profound this is. And I also want them to understand the simplicity of how to build this business. So I'll have them all stand up, and I'll say, okay, now, as I read through these, if it has affected your family or somebody close to you, I want you to sit down. So I'll start off, and I'll hold the CD up, and I'll read off it. I'll start off, and I'll say autism, fibromyalgia, birth defects, rheumatoid arthritis. By that time, every single time, I have over 75% of the room down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stop in advance. I'll say, guys, look around. What does that tell you? Then I'll go down to the rest of them. I go ADD, ADHD, and then things. But now I say, guys, what's on this CD are testimonial based. What's affected your family, these are testimonials of people by changing their environment, change your life. Now, at the end, I've had a few times where people are still standing because they're in good health. I mean, some people are still there. It's rare, but they're still there. And I'll say, now remember, I asked you to sit down if something has affected your family, and the last thing I have to say is the economy. And they all sit down. So I tell them, I have a tool in my hand, and I'll show them. Just by handing this to people, let them listen to the information. If there's something that resonates with them, will they do us a favor? Will they either make a choice to help us bring this company here or write down the names of the people who could benefit from the information because we'd like to give to them? And 100% of the time, they say yes. Now, it takes us out of the picture. Now, it goes back to the call. What I do on the call on Monday nights, I focus everything around this city. Because I don't want people getting so caught up in the complexity of this thing. If you order 100 of these CDs, you can get from a $4. And they're thinking to themselves, where do you get this? I order from Blue Ribbon Video, okay? And also you can get them from Focus on Growth. When you do order them, make sure they have it itemized. Now, when I say itemized, it just not the CD that says, Is This For You, Freedom 2015? It's important for the people to be able to read what's on the CD because when I hand a CD to them, I say, Vance, do you know anybody dealing with these issues? And they go, I know a bunch of people. Great, there's a solution on that CD. Listen to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to the call. What I do on the call is
you brought this up, so I'm just going to do a commercial for them. If people don't have it, Blue Ribbon Video, write it down. Grab a chunk of coal or something to write with right quick. The phone number is 1-800-533-2885. Again, 800-533-2885. And Terry, if I can piggyback on that, is that,
yeah.
Of course I can't because it's my call, right?
The
validity of what you just stated of why order 100, why, you know, some people think, well, why would I want to spend $100 on CDs? You know, bottom line, if you got 99 of those back or you lost 99 of those CDs and yet one fell into the hands of somebody whose child was just, had turned their entire family upside down because of autism. And they heard one of those stories on that CD, whether it was Dutch, you know, in Bend, Oregon, and hearing him and his wife share passionately on what Nikan has done for them and turning their family right side up, that would be worth the $100. I guarantee you. It may not even compensate out financially. However, you will know that you did the right thing because that family that you introduce it to, they hear that story and they realize for the first time there is hope. No more poking, no more prodding, no more needles, no more medication. We're going to actually provide hope for families out there whose lives have been so messed up and so altered because of a condition that they're going through. And Terry, that's exactly the power of why we would do it and why you'd want to have them available and then get them out there and ask more questions about it because you can always refer back to it. So Monday night, you're utilizing that CD. You're capitalizing on that, and you're walking people through what?
We do it live down about, only capitalize what you just said, too, but better yet, the same type CD was put in the hands of Dennis Williams by somebody, and that somebody at Platinum was making over $60,000 a month because of that. And that's the financial end, and yes, that's you can, because every dime he makes because of life changes, a product he's got in somebody's hands is changing their life. Y'all, on the call, I'll have somebody's list, and I'll do what I call live dialing. And some of the, I think the things that really halts people, we just, you know, they make that initial phone call. So what I do on that call is for the first 15 minutes, we'll do some teaching, some simple basic stuff on why we're using the CD, like we're hitting here. And then I'll get into making some phone calls. Well, I'll within 40 seconds, I'll make a phone call, see if they're open to making money, and get information in their hand. Now, here's the numbers of what's basically happened. Say, and I've hit at least 100, but I have done these numbers. Out of 100 people that I've got on the phone, and I've asked them first. Now, this is the fascinating thing. First, are you open to making more money? You know how many out of 100, how many you said no?
Let me guess, 2 or 3 maybe?
Eight. So that means I'm having 92%, if you run those numbers, I'm running 92% success rate. They say yes. The next thing is, well, fantastic, we're sending it out to you. You'll hear it on the calls. I'll do it. My job is to get that CD in hand, let the tool do the work, okay? But here's the neat thing. Of those 8 people, do you know how many of those 8 people said they would take the information? Because I didn't stop there. And they said, no, I said, fantastic, we're bringing this company here. I'm helping Vance bring this company here. And this is the way we've chosen to go to market. Would you do us a favor? We're going to get some information to people so they get, because it's beneficial towards the marketplace. Would you do me a favor, and if we get you some information, the CD, would you listen to it? Because what's going to basically cover, now remember, I got 61% of the population on at least one medication. It's going to cover testimonials of what some of our products basically do for people, such as fibromyalgia, bad backs, migraine headaches. And what I'm trying to do is connect. So the 8 people told me no, 7 said they wanted the information. And at the end of that, I said, would you do me a favor, number 2? Would you write down the names of the people that you could think of that could benefit from the information? Because we'd like to get them information also. 100% of the time, they say yes. Now, the 7 people that took it that said no, they said they'd take the information, 4 of those now want to do the business. You know why? Because it comes down to simplicity. I think people get they put this in the same category as any other network marketing company. It's a non-threatening approach. But they hear real products getting real results. And this is not really a professionally done CD. It's actually fantastic.
Well, what I love about it, I was listening to it the other day again, because several times a year, not even, maybe even every month, I'm listening to it, and the volume, it goes up and down. And one of my daughters said, Daddy, how come it keeps changing? You know, because they're used to a music CD that's consistent. And that non-professionalism, I think, really relates to a lot of people. So, Terry, if I can clarify something, when you're calling these people on Monday night, other people are listening, just like this conference call, they're listening in to you making a call, almost a cold call to somebody, but it's not really cold because there's a connection, there's a network, somehow you got connected to them.
Right.
And so people are listening as you're doing this.
Right. Yeah, I'll mute everybody out so that y'all can they can listen to what I say and how they respond and how I respond. The neat thing is about advanced, it's always the same, so people can follow a simple, you know, what we say. It's nothing special.
For people that want to hear that, they want some of that on-the-job training because they're not used to the Dave Johnson style of immediately meeting with somebody and then 5 minutes later getting other of their connections, their network on the phone. How do they dial into that? What's their phone number?
Yeah, area code 218-895-24... No, I'm sorry. So it's 218-895-2436.
You know, the problem is there's a small percentage of the people on the call right now that they're wound too tight. They don't understand what you just did.
Well, and the access code is 62862 pounds. So it's 62862 pound. And come and what for me, I'll tell you what we do on the call, and it's what we call live dialing, guys. But everything's going to be, it's based around the simplicity. If you've ever found yourself lost or confused because there's so much information, it's a great call, guys. It's nothing that I do accountability with people. It's nothing like that. It's just a resource to really keep programming people to go back to a CD. It's not about you. It's about the information. Because when you're talking to people, if we all realize everybody's neutral and they're all looking for something, everybody's looking for something. They're either the health or finance. It doesn't. They're all looking. It's what we say or don't say. It turns the switch on or turns it off. But most people, they're asking themselves, okay, this sounds all fantastic and great and well, fine and good. How do I fit this into my busy schedule? I have kids. I got soccer. I got this. How do I fit this in my busy schedule? And you don't have to tell them that. If they listen to the CD, come back, it's profound. They already know you've already spent less than a minute with them. They listen to the CD. They want to get involved in the products. If he comes back getting a CD, it's fantastic. Hey, Stan, I wish I had some people to call with me that I could interview, because I've got a lady on my call right now that is, she dropped her guard. She's all excited because her name list has grown since we started doing this. She sponsored somebody 2 weeks ago. First thing she said, the first thing you need to do is get 100 CDs because the girl cuts hair. And she goes, you need to give it to every one of your clients. Well, that lady's already sponsored two people without giving them a CD.
And Terry, because I know somebody's asking right now, actually 100% of the people are asking, okay, great, you gave me the phone number, 218-895-2436, and the code is 62862 pound, and it's Mondays at 6 p.m. West Coast time, 8 o'clock Central, or, you know, Texas time, which the world should revolve around Texas time. That's what I've been told by my father-in-law anyways. Or 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So there's your time zones, and don't forget mountain people, mountain time zone at 7 p.m. for you. But every Monday evenings, 6 p.m. West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time, that is when Terry, literally, you're dialing up people, and what did you call it again? Dial up?
You can call it live dialing.
Live dialing, okay. I'd never heard that term before, and I wanted to say it. Terry, we've got a few minutes left, and you and Debbie need to get back on the road. We've got an event coming up, not we, but you and Rick have taken the lead on this, and you've done it every year for the past, I don't know how many years, and it's been one of those life-impacting, life-altering things for me, the times that I've been able to attend because of our active schedule with three daughters. But April, next month, the 29th and 30th in Austin, Texas, is the summit. Why would this be an event? And I want to clarify, because you and I talked about this yesterday, and there's a deep conviction in my spirit that we so often in this network marketing industry can get people off on the wrong tangent, on the wrong foot by saying, well, you need to take people from event to event and meeting to meeting and, you know, da 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 da. And we get totally tarnished based on what I would call an Amway approach, saying we got to get them on planes, on trains, on buses, whatever it takes, and get them commuting all across the country to go to these big events all the time. And the problem with that is we put people into debt when they could have spent that money on themselves and on their products and on some tools, like spending $100 on 100 CDs and getting them out there and sharing what Nikan is all about. But no, they're spending all this money on airline tickets and hotels and food. So that being said, if there was one event or a couple events outside of the Nikan's National Convention, which again is happening the second or third weekend in October 2011, go ahead and put it on your calendar. If it's a priority to you, you'll make it happen. Other than that, less than 2 months from now, the summit in Austin, Texas, why is that important? Why is it imperative that people should consider taking that in?
Well, there's several different, I believe there's around 30 President's Club members coming. You're going to hear from a lot of the top income earners, the top income earners in all of NECAN. But everybody should be able to go to pathfinders.biz, B-I-Z. And we're going to, on the first day, we're going to go through and teach people the simplicity of the tools, and it's going to be interactive. And we've done that in the workshop down here in Austin once before, where people are starting to not only hear how to give an ABC, but they first and give an ABC to somebody else using the tool, and also how to sponsor somebody. But it comes down, people make, big decisions are made at big events, and you know, I've heard it, and this is pretty much network marketing universal wide. Per one person you get to an event of this magnitude will represent another additional 100 people in your organization the following year. So, for example, if you had two people there with you, it represent that you had for those two people following the numbers, you should have additional 200 people in your organization the following year. So you're going to hear a lot of great stories, a lot of great teaching. As you know, Dave Stofus is going to be there. He's actually, I think, one of the best trainers in all of network marketing.
He was on the call 2 weeks ago, so we exposed about 100 people live to him. So there's your number one reason. Dennis and Ruth Williams will be there. Reed Nelson, I believe, just to name a few.
Dave Johnson.
Yeah, Dave Johnson. And I'm sure you got all the fantastic people from Houston making the commute over. The workshops on Friday, because it's a Friday-Saturday event, as you just highlighted, teaching people the basic tools. And then what happens on Saturday?
Well, Saturday you're going to hear, it's going to be a lot of the vision. You'll hear from you'll hear a lot from the Diamonds and Royal Diamonds. Sometimes I think, people, you know, it's like, for example, us being Diamond, and a lot of people know our success we've had through recognition of NECAN. People don't realize the first time I introduced my sponsor, Rick Murphy, and I stood in front of people and forgot his name. People don't realize that the first 3 weeks I started this business, after I went, basically, I was almost full-time, I couldn't get a single person to sit down with me. I couldn't sponsor somebody for the first 2 months. I had the hardest time doing this stuff. It's kind of feel like, hey, man, you have the charisma and this, you're born that way. That's not the case. So you're going to get a lot of great teaching and understanding where people came from. You know, it's even going back to Dave Johnson. I mean, heck, people talking about, well, people don't have the finances to do this stuff. Well, you're talking about a guy with 9 kids, his car died on the side of the road. He walked home and basically bought his stuff. You know, but they really stick with six in their brains. The fact he's making $16,000 a month in 6 months, not the commitment level it took. So I think that, and I asked your dad, and I think, you know, I said, when you went from zero to 8,000 a month by your fifth month, I said, what did your business look like? And that was the thing that I wanted to know, not necessarily the checks. What did it look like? Because that's what I believe, that's what people are going to get on that Saturday. Good, concrete things to take home, and it's going to be worth everything you invest to get down here. You can multiply that times 10. Or even maybe times 100 to what it can bring towards your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Terry, the reason I bring that up is not to do a commercial, because you guys need more bodies there. The right people will be there, that the right decisions will be made. The simple bottom line, the reason I mention it is because how much it's impacted my life. It's one of those things outside of NECAN's National Convention. Again, it's happening in October. This is a good way to literally launch in. And this is the time of year. We're now in March, and I've never owned a gym membership, but what I've been told is all the people at the gym, they're now clearing out, because all the resolutionists have faded into the background. And the reason I'm saying that is because now is the time, as Randy Gage on an email that I sent out or that I received yesterday, he said, you know, now's the time where, okay, the first 2 months are behind us. What are we going to do with the remaining 10 months of this year? How are we going to make it count? Well, this would be an event to make it count. Again, the website is Pathfinders, PathfindersBiz. B as in boy, I as in Ichabod, Z as in zebra. Zebra. I should be able to pronounce that. My youngest dresses like a zebra all the time. But she's from Africa. She's allowed to do that. Terry, this has been incredibly insightful. And again, you guys, Monday nights, don't fill up your schedule with a bunch of conference calls, but at least take this one in at least once. At least once. And I think that what you're going to hear will change the way we think and get some of the simplicity. That's one of the things that I really wanted Terry to stress, and I think you did a beautiful job. The simplicity of what this business is. We overcomplicate it too many times. And last week we heard from Dennis Estes, who stated, what was it? The two countries, Mexico and Costa Rica income, have now matched his U.S. income. Is it because he is a great, you know, Spanish speaker? No. No. Is it because he's taken a bunch of systems down to those countries? No. I don't think he personally sponsored anybody in those two countries. But it's because he just continued doing the simple things over and over and over and over. And hearing Dennis share his story is no different than the way I heard his story, you know, 8 years ago. It hasn't changed at all. And then the week before that, Dave Stolza shared some simplicity of two presentations a week, getting in front of two people and actually sitting down with them 20 to 30 minutes. And at the same time, handing out a boatload of CDs and then following up on that information. You do that week after week after week, and therein you have what, Terry, you alluded to at the very beginning of the call, the hard work. And it really isn't hard work. It's just simple things done over and over. And I'll bet it be selling beer or earning $7 an hour. Be my guess. So, you guys, again, Monday nights, the phone number, if you didn't get it, is 218-895-2436 and the code 62862#. And it's Monday at 6 p.m. West Coast, you know, 7 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Central, and 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So, Terry, I really, really appreciate you. Again, Terry Latham has been our guest. I took way more than 30 minutes, as I promised. I think I've taken a full hour, and you guys' rear ends are probably really stiff now from sitting in that seat on the side of the road. So thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, man.
I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks in Austin, and look forward to bringing a few people with me at the same time. So everybody, have a fantastic weekend. Look forward to talking to you again next Saturday, same time, same number. You know the drill. Katie Taylor, I mentioned to you before, husband, Vietnam vet, life completely transformed because of these products. She'll be with us. And then 2 weeks from now, Terry's sponsor, Rick Murphy, will be with us. So look forward to talking to you. And again, have a fantastic weekend. And let us know if there's anything we can do to serve you. Get in touch with us, and we'll do what we can. All right. Talk to you guys soon, everybody. Thanks again, Terry. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vance. Bye-bye.